travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, Aer Lingus's newest US flight has just taken off to Indianapolis, Indiana. And here to talk about it and what it's like to travel to the US at the moment, Irish Independent travel editor Paul O'Connell. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat.
So why are they flying to Indy?
So part of Aer Lingus's strategy is to make Dublin into a hub for transatlantic travel. Don't just think about it as us flying to the States. Think about it as people from the States flying to
here,
Europe,
yeah,
and connecting. So it's opened up, let's call them second cities, places like Nashville, like Hartford, Connecticut, Minneapolis, and now Indianapolis. With that in mind, it's serving them with a new airplane called an A321XLR. That's a single aisle plane, so similar to the planes that listeners will be used to flying to Europe. But the difference is it has 16 business class seats up front, and it has a much longer range. It can fly about 8,000 kilometres. So that puts cities like Nashville, like Cleveland, like Indianapolis within range. And there's a couple of other things going on. There's a lot of businesses based in Indianapolis, like Eli Lilly. I passed that pharmaceutical giant's campus while I was there, for example. So they're all of those things coming together.
Okay, plus, so business class is available. How many seats?
There's 16 business class seats. And that's a huge part of transatlantic travel because that for the bottom line. They're multiples of the price of economy. And so this is the only route from Indianapolis to Europe. So the city of Indianapolis will have been lobbying Aer Lingus to get that and will incentivize them for the first couple of years. So that's the whole thinking behind it.
Okay, now, when you get to Indianapolis, what's to do?
Well, first of all, there's the city. And the main thing I came away with is that this is an easy trip. The airport is relatively small.
Yeah.
I was through it really quickly, did the pre-clearance in Dublin, a 20-minute drive to downtown. No particular traffic problems. You have this kind of Midwestern friendliness and charm that's almost disarming at the start. You're kind of going, hey, what's happening here? You have to check your cynicism at the gate, as it were. And that's kind of a really nice introduction to the States.
Now, before you go on, tell me about your experience in pre-clearance.
Pat, I was sweating it. I was checking,
Had your burner phone?
I didn't go that far, but I have heard of people deleting their WhatsApp, deleting their Twitter, getting burner phones and so on. And I checked my visa 4 times before I went. I got the passport out of the drawer.
Yeah.
In the event, I got there, I queued up, and it was exactly as it was every other time. I've had tougher questioning going through and I've had easier questioning going through. They just asked me, what are you going for? Are you bringing any special equipment? And I was through. Now, anecdotally, I've heard that it's not much different for most people, but you will be aware, obviously, of the context here that there are immigration crackdowns, and the Department of Foreign Affairs has updated its travel advice to warn people that they can check your devices, they can ask for your passports, and they are on the lookout for anti-Semitic sentiment in particular. So the advice I would give is have your visa and ESTA in hand at least 3 days before you go.
Yeah.
And they're not looking for regular travellers, as it were, families. They're looking for maybe first-time people, people who don't have a return flight, people who don't have evidence that they won't be working in the States and so on. So the vast majority of travellers, my sense of it is, it's business as usual, but it's just a more uncomfortable experience, and there are definitely
exceptions. And they
want
to know where you're staying and all that sort of thing.
All of that, yeah. You'll need to put in the hotel. When you're getting the ESTA, you have to put in what countries you visited. Some have red flags, like Cuba, for instance. So there's all of that to be done.
Now, when you got there, as you say, it totally different atmosphere. No kind of hard-boiled cynicism there at all.
I felt, the lens I'm looking at the US at the moment is through the news headlines, and I almost was bracing myself for these culture wars and for Trump's face to be everywhere, beaming down from billboards. It was refreshingly invisible. It was just people going about their daily lives on their bikes, in their cars, driving everywhere as they do in the States. I got to meet a bit of both. Indianapolis, like in many states, is a kind of a blue city. It's quite liberal. It's open-minded. The state itself is huge swathes of farmland, beautiful to drive around. Those iconic landscapes with the silos and barns and soybean fields and corn fields. And there's a couple of state parks that are beautiful to hike in as well. So I think a lot of people will use this route, either maybe fly into Indianapolis, fly out of Cleveland and do a drive around the states, do the Great Lakes or something like that.
Obviously, if you're into motorsport.
So that's, if you're in the city itself, May is a huge month. Everybody, the flowers start to pop. The city is coming into leaf. It's coming out of winter. There are flags on the porches that are checkered flags, black and white. The Indy 500 is going to roar into life on May 25th. And this, I've never seen anything like this track. It's a 2.5 mile oval. Mm-hmm. So big, there are four holes of a golf course inside the circuit. There's a brand, a really new revamp has been done of the museum. So if you're into going in and seeing the racing cars and seeing the glistening trophies and all the audiovisual pyrotechnics, that's there and you can do that because obviously it's a one day event. It's only on for one day of the year. But it's a huge US sporting city. The Colts are the football team. The Lucas Oil Stadium, where Taylor Swift played as well, actually is in the middle of it. You can go and see the Pacers play basketball on that. So a lot of this is the kind of Americana that you forget about when you're watching the news, is that it's just so intoxicating to be in the middle of this spectacle and show and this weird mix of entertainment and sports all coming together. So it's a good city for that.
Now, how Irish a city is it, or what is its heritage?
Yeah, mainly German, as I could ascertain, and also Irish. So you'll see that in, I suppose, number one, I've never seen a city with such pride in its micro beers. Like, it's not just the, here's a Bud Light available at the game. It's a, here's a, I don't know, four Riders of the Light pale ale. Here's a Sun King cream ale. And they're all brewed locally in Indianapolis. There's even a Rathkeller, which anyone who's been to Germany will recognise that name. It's a beer garden style place. So there's lots of pork. I went to one bar called Plump's Last Shot, which is run by a famous basketball player called Bobby Plump. And I'm not joking when I say the pork tenderloin was bigger than my face. You know, it's a flattened meat with a breadcrumb on top between a bone, served in a basket in a kind of dive slash sports bar environment. Not that pricey. Could not finish it, but glad I tried it.
Now, Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five being one of his most famous pieces. Yeah. He's a native of the city.
He is probably the most famous literary figure to come out of Indianapolis. And there is a small, quirky museum that tells his story. I didn't realise he was a POW in Dresden and went on to be not just an author, but a real champion of free speech. So it was a nice counterpoint to, I suppose, the speech that's coming out of other areas in the States and the standpoints on free speech. A reminder again that in many ways America is its own best response. This little museum had a section on banned books. It sends books to public, to school districts, very much takes a stance in all of this. I noted a tote bag in the souvenir shop as I was coming out that said, "The America I love still exists at the front desks of our public libraries." And that's a Vonnegut quote.
Anyway, you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it, Pat. And it was a reminder that the US is so much more colourful and complex than we sometimes see in the news headlines. Good hub, good base for touring in the region. Indianapolis as a city itself, 3 or 4 days is fine. But the Midwest and the Great Lakes are
beckons.
Beyond.
All right. Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now,